Today we pray for the environmental prayer focus of current fires, the energy grid, the drought status, and earthquakes. The current fires burning in our county is the Johnson Fire of 72 acres. Only 35% is contained, and it's near Phelan. Pioneer Fire is 22 acres, 0% contained, and it's in Apple Valley. So, Father, we lift up the firefighters, the personnel that are attending to this particular fires. We pray for their safety. We pray for the weather to be helpful in the process of them containing it. We pray, God, that it would be contained 100% completely with no damage to structures, no injuries to people, that the air quality in that vicinity, that people would take cover as needed and take the precautions necessary to protect their animals, their possessions, their property, and any other thing, their lungs, their bodies, as needed, and even be careful of where they're driving, allowing for the fire personnel and those assisting with it to be able to have access with no issues. We lift up the energy grid. We know that people need to have a plan in place. Our energy could go down just from the weather. It could be from an overload, a glitch on it. It could be from an attack by insiders or outsiders. We pray, God, that people will prepare for a long power outage. They would put in place a plan, that they would have what to do in the event that they had no electricity for a period of time, that they would not panic, but they would find ways to help each other and to pray. We pray believers would step up and support their neighbors and the elderly and the weak, and that would be a blessing, and people would see that and come to know you. We lift up our current drought status and are grateful, Father, that at the moment that it is zero in the majority of our county, but we pray for the area of our county nearest the borders of Nevada and Arizona, all along there on the eastern side. It is considered abnormally dry. So we pray, Father, for rain. We pray for a significant amount of rain by the time the season ends. So we are grateful that right now we are 1.23 inches above normal for the wettest year in the past 130 years. But at July, we are 0.3 inches below normal. So we pray for enough rain this season of the fall, the winter, and the spring so that we won't have a drought experience. We bring up the earthquake situation, and we know that they are telling us to prepare for a big one. And we know that there have been recent ones, even yesterday in Idlewild, in a neighboring Riverside County, they experienced a 3.3 on the Richter scale. We know that even if we were to go to this earthquake tracker, that there's been over 512 that are over 1.5 or higher just in the city of Rancho Cucamonga. So again, we pray, God, that people would prepare for what they would do in the event that an earthquake happened in their city, in our county, or in neighboring counties that affect our day-to-day lives and operations, workload, school, all of that, and transportation, just the supply and demand of cars and vehicles being able to get in and supply our needs. So we pray, Father, that people will have that in place. And Lord, we thank you that there are places that we can check and monitor. We pray people will use these appropriately. We pray against the spirit of fear. You've not given us fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Help people to use that sound mind to prepare, to plan, and to walk in peace. In Jesus' mighty name.